Scott.
That's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine.
The best. 98Q Country.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Federal judge in Kentucky declaring a mistrial for a former police officer accused in the deadly raid that left Breonna Taylor dead. Brett Hackinson was charged with using excessive force, firing 10 shots into Taylor and a glass door during the flawed drug warrant search back in 2020. Jury could not reach a verdict. President Biden taking a victory lap of sorts on his economic agenda.
Inflation has come down by 65%, more to do. We now have the lowest inflation of any, lowest inflation rate of any advanced economy in the world.
President addressing CEOs at the APEC summit in San Francisco. A man who broke into former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's home last year, attacking and severely injuring her husband, has now been convicted on federal charges. David DePape could get up to 50 years in prison. The Oakland A's are moving to Las Vegas. This is ABC News. Across the country, thousands of unionized Starbucks workers walked off the job on the popular free red cup distribution day.
The union is demanding a new contract with better pay, staffing, and more local control, including the right to turn off mobile orders. In response, Starbucks says the workers' union hasn't agreed to meet for contract bargaining in more than 4 months. And says, we again call on Workers United to fulfill their obligations and engage in the work of negotiating.
ABC business correspondent Rebecca Jarvis. Los Angeles Auto Show gets underway tomorrow. Among the new models that'll be on display, an all-new Subaru Forester, a Lucid electric SUV, and a revamped Toyota Camry. World's first gene therapy for sickle cell disease approved in Britain. New medicine works by targeting problematic gene in a patient's bone marrow stem cells so the body can make properly functioning hemoglobin. Andy Field, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The latest national Marquette poll finds Nikki Haley doing the best of the Republicans against President Biden. 55% of registered voters back Haley in a hypothetical matchup with Biden, while Donald Trump would beat Biden with 52%. The same poll shows Haley trailing Trump by more than 30 points. Wisconsin wildlife officials are expecting a smaller harvest for opening weekend of the gun deer season. The Department of Natural Resources' Jeff Pritzel says that's due to a number of factors, including the weather forecast.
Unless we get snow again like we did, and that's not an annual occurrence anymore. So if we don't get the snow we had last year, I find it'll be hard to match the numbers we had last year.
Pritzel spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, November 25th, it is Hometown Holiday in Glidden, featuring things such as the Santa Run at the Jacobs Town Hall from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Barry Crafty Kids Corner and Fun Zone held at the Assembly of God Church from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's even a Meet with Santa from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. with free kids goodie bags until they are gone. Again, that is Saturday, November 25th in Glidden.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
John Money is back for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers ready to host the Chargers and one of the best passers in the league, quarterback Justin Herbert, Sunday at noon. The good news is that they should have defensive back Jaire Alexander back in the lineup. He was back at practice after suffering a shoulder injury against the Steelers. The bad news is that safety Rudy Ford suffered a biceps injury against Pittsburgh. He missed practice again. The Brewers today introducing 64-year-old Pat Murphy as the new manager. Murphy's always been the glue guy in the Crew's clubhouse. Oh, that changed? I asked GM Matt Arnold.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think he has been the glue guy for a lot of years. I think you have a good read on that, and I think it's going to be on us to all take our coaches, our front office, everybody to take a bigger role. You know, I think that Murph is going to be up for this challenge. He's been a leader for a lot of years, and so I think we're going to do just fine. It's just on everybody else to step forward and continue to help Murph as much as we possibly can.
Brewers general manager Matt Arnold with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Brand new country.
We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Thing you know, you say
Country.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring a drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar.
Baby.
Southwest Airline hiking their prices on this. And Kraft Mayo is doing this. Oh, stick around.
She asked me where I was from. I said somewhere you never been to. Little town outside of Knoxville. Hidden by some dogwood trees. She tried talking with my accent. We held hands and waded into that blue water. She left her flip-flops by my red wings on the beach. Yeah, but now I'm dodging puddles in my sunburned Silverado. Like a heartbroken desperado. Headed right back to my roots. Something about some sand in my boots. Yeah, I said, let's go shoot tequila. So we walk back to that beach bar. She said, don't cowboys drink whiskey. So we drank bottom shelf. She said, damn, that sky looks perfect. I said, girl, you never seen stars like the ones back home. And she said,
favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Pierce with Chris Stapleton with We Don't Fight Anymore. Southwest Airlines hiking their alcohol prices ahead of the holidays. All liquor now costing $9. That's up from $7. That's a huge hike. Beer options, they've got a few of them, are going to be $7 instead of $6. And yet, wine prices also going up by a couple of dollars
as well. You can still get complimentary non-alcoholic beverages on their flight, but, you know, you're headed to the holidays with your family and you might need a little more than a non-alcoholic drink. You're going to pay a little extra for it, too.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. A wind advisory continues until 6 p.m. this evening. 25 tonight under partly cloudy skies, northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. High of 38 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Lows around 25 tomorrow night, mainly clear. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday and highs in the mid-40s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 25 tonight. We should top off around 38 tomorrow. Lows level off around 25 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 62.
Brand new country. Drink a watermelon.
Freaking good. I love it.
98 Q Country.
The following is a special sports presentation of Civic Media. WIAA High School Sports is on the air, brought to you by Forward Bank, Ford Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwest Community Credit Union, Jeff Hankin and Roofing, Schwamgen Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and DuoPest Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, with the halftime show and postgame show sponsored by Forward Bank. Now, all the excitement of WIAA Sports.
The national anthem right now.
Jeff Hankin and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimate.
Wisconsin, you ready for some high school sports action? We have girls varsity basketball. Prentice Buccaneers taking on the Phillips Loggers here in Prentice. And an exciting night getting basketball season open. Been waiting all year for this favorite time of the year. And we're going to have a fun matchup here. Prentice Buccaneers in their white uniforms with red lettering and the Phillips Loggers in their black uniforms, white letters, or I should say orange letters and white numbers. Looking sharp here. Getting set for the starting lineups here. For our Phillips Loggers, we have number 3, Casey Egebrecht. Number 4, junior Sarah Knack. Another junior, Matea Eckert. A senior, Hallie Lehman. And another senior, Brooke Eckert. So this is an experienced Loggers team here. And lost in sectional semifinals last year. And here's our Buccaneers. Kylie Orson, a junior. Leah Neal's a senior. Ashlyn England, a sophomore. And a junior, my cousin Callie Hakenin. And a senior, number 25, Lydia Harding. So here we go. Head coach Chris Johnson for the Prentice Buccaneers. Head coach Mike Egebrecht for the Phillips Loggers. A small crowd here tonight on a Thursday evening. And plenty of time. If you're at home, you got plenty of time to get down here and watch. You can download the new Civic Media app, and you can listen from right in the stands if you'd like. So it looks like Brooke Eckert, Callie Hakenin set to tip off. Callie wins the tip. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Loggers' ball. Are they going to re-tip? They're going to redo it. So Brooke and Callie again set to tip off. Callie wins that one again. Gets to Casey, to Matea right by the basket. The Loggers starting off fast right away. Matea misses that basket, and Prentice goes the other way. Prentice working from right to left here. England with the ball. It's going to be intercepted by Sarah Knack. Sarah's going to take it up the right side. Sarah, she's going to take it all the way to the lane. A little bit of a Euro step. She can't make the layup, but Brooke Eckert follows her up with the rebound and the putback. It's 2-0 Loggers, and under pressure right now, a full court press by the Loggers, really smothering them. Callie Hakenin gets the ball. She's going to take it up against the length of Matea Eckert. Matea and Casey going to trap her in one corner. Going to be a tough job. Matea with that length. Callie gets it though, and she attacks the basket all the way. Callie Hakenin ties the ball game up at 2 apiece. And Casey going to bring it up left side over to Matea. Pump fake from 3. She's going to take it in. Misses, gets her own rebound, puts it back, misses. Brooke gets the rebound. She's fouled from behind by Lydia Harding. And Brooke's going to go to the line. 16:59 here to go in this first quarter. Brooke Eckert at the line, shooting 2 free throws. First one up and good. And boy, I'm having fun, Nate. Basketball season is back. There's nowhere else I'd rather be than in Prentice, even though there's not a lot of people here tonight.
I'm shocked.
Plenty of time, people. Come on down to the game. Brooke misses her second one. And Callie with the rebound. It's 3-2 Loggers. Callie's going to dribble through this pressure. Pick it up. Nice job by her. Gets it over to Kylie Orson on that right side. Kylie dribbles it and out of bounds. Who's it off of? It's going to stay with Prentice. Buccaneer basketball. 16:45 to go here. It's 3-2 Loggers with those 1-point lead, and there's a screen for Callie to get her the ball in that corner. It's tipped out of bounds. And Orson going to take the ball out of bounds again. And the girls cross, and nice job by Lydia Harding with the steal. And gets a shot up, but misses it. Brooke Eckert comes away with the rebound to Matea, and picked away by Leah Neals. And knocked out of bounds. So Prentice Buccaneers playing strong here to start out this game. 16:35 to go. It's 3-2. Loggers leading. Knack with the ball up top. Loggers working around the perimeter. Eckert has it, a little give and go. Back to Knack. Sarah Knack short on the layup. And it's going to be Prentice basketball. Leah Neal's taking it up right side. Pressured by the Loggers defense. To Callie, a beautiful pass to Orson. And the Buccaneers take the lead. 4-3. Casey Egebrecht takes the ball up over to Knack. Back to Casey. Casey kicks it out to Brooke Eckert from 3. Brooke, nothing but net. 6-4. Loggers take the lead back. 16 minutes to go here. First half. Leah Neal's taking it up right side. Neal's with the ball guarded by Egerbrecht. Egerbrecht to Orson. I think it went off Kylie's hand out of bounds, and it's going to be Prentice basketball. And we're going to get a quick timeout here, a full timeout. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for 1 minute.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together, or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance, conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips. IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
And we're back. Jeff Aiken and along with Nathan Podwell here in Prentice, Wisconsin. It's 6-4 right now, this game underway. And it's Prentice basketball knocked out of bounds by Phillips. Going to stay with Prentice on this left side. 15:25 to go here in the first half. 6-4 is the score. Little cross action finding Callie Hakenen in the corner from the baseline. Banks in a three-pointer from the baseline. Not going to see that too often. And Prentice with a 7-6 lead. 15:15 to go in the first. And Matea Eckert steps into three. Misses. Rebound by Eckert. And Brooke Eckert's been all the big deal here tonight. 8-7. Got most of their points, most of their rebounds. All their points so far?
All their points.
So great job by Brooke. They're going to have to deal with her. Easier said than done. Callie Hakenen takes it all the way to the basket. Misses on it. Phillips with a fast break. It's going to be Casey up the right side. She gets it to go. She's fouled by Niels. Casey going to go to the line for the three-point play. It's 10-7 loggers right now. 14:48 to go here. And Egerbrecht at the line. Gets that one. Egerbrecht with 3 points here. It's 11-7. And we're going to get a 30-second timeout right now. And Prentice going to stay right here. JJ, you want to bring up that sports sponsors list for me? Nate's got it. And Prentice calls a 30-second timeout. And trying to keep this lead of this game a little bit close. Doesn't want Phillips to pull away at all. Phillips kind of looks like they're about to right now. And here we go. We're going over our high school sports sponsors. And we have Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Hakenen Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, and Park Falls BP. It's 11-7 right now, 14:48 to go. Prentice taking the ball out of bounds against the full court pressure by the Phillips Loggers. They get the ball almost in. They don't. And it's going to be Phillips' ball out of bounds, an unforced turnover by the Buccaneers. And Sarah Knack going to take it out on this far sideline to Eckert. Matea pump fakes, kicks back out to Sarah. Sarah Knack from three. She's short, rebounded by Callie Hakenen. Callie with the left hand, taking it up left side. And she gets it to Orson. Kylie Orson, pump fake, out to Niels. Niels from the corner three, misses. Rebound by Casey. Casey Egerbrecht, she's got the layup left side. And misses the layup. Rebound by Matea over two. And another miss by the Loggers, by Lehman, Hallie Lehman. And Leah Niels going to take it up for the Buccaneers. Over two, Callie Hakenen. And almost picked off by the Loggers. Going to be knocked and out of bounds. Out of bounds on Sarah Knack with 14:07 to go. It's going to be Prentice basketball under their own baseline, under their own basket. And they get it into England. England dribbles up to the top. And over to Callie Haken with a little scoop shot. She's fouled by Hallie Lehman. And Callie Haken is going to go to the line. We don't know where mine went to.
I have no idea.
JJ, where did mine go to? My paper. And first one's good by Callie Haken. And second one is good. It's 11-9, 14 minutes to go. And Casey Egerbrecht, pump fake, passes to Hallie Lehman. Going to get a foul or a travel. It's going to be a travel. And nice defense by the Loggers, 11-9. And Orson gets it into Niels, back to Orson, and over to Callie Haken. Callie trapped in that corner, gets it across half court, gets it over. Now it's advantage Buccaneers, and dribbling it off of her foot. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Loggers basketball. Prentice doing a great job here tonight. 13:39 to go. They're only down 11-9. And Casey Egerbrecht going to bring it up left side. She gets it to the high post to Brooke and tries to pass it back. Picked away by Leah Niels. And we're going to get a foul on Brooke Eckert. And it's going to be Prentice basketball. 13:30 to go. Prentice hanging in here tight. 11-9. Orson takes the ball out of bounds. Gets it into Callie up at the top. Callie is going to go against Matea. And over to Leah. And tipped away by Matea. And almost taken away by Callie. It's going to be Prentice basketball. Nice job by Callie Haken and getting the ball back. And Orson. Kylie Orson takes it out of bounds. Going to get some substitutions here for the Loggers. Kendra Timmers and Allie Williams. And I think, who else we got there? JJ Casey Quinnell and Lily Miller checking in. And they're still in a 1-3-1 defense are the Loggers, what they like to be. And tipped out of bounds by Allie Williams. Allie had 5 3-pointers in that game the other day against Grantsburg. And Phillips with a nice win in that one. And that was on Tuesday night. So here's Prentice from three. England, a deep shot, rebounded by Callie Haken. Nice positioning on the weak side. And gets the rebound and puts it back. It's tied up at 11 here with 13 minutes to go here, first half. And Eckert, Matea has it. Loggers working across the top of the key. Over to Lily Miller. Miller has it. And over to Quinnell. Over to Eckert. Matea has it on this right side. Not a lot of movement right now for the Loggers. Real stagnant. And Allie has it. Passing it back and forth. Matea looking to do something against his zone from Prentice. Timmers comes in. Hits a 10-foot shot from the baseline. Loggers now with a 13-11 lead. And Callie Haken and now, and she's not going to get a lot of breaks here tonight. Callie gets it over to Orson. Not sure who. I think it was tipped off from the Loggers. It was. That one off of Lily Miller. It's going to stay with the Buccaneers. Buccaneers with the ball under their own baseline. 12:19 to go in this first half. It's 13-11 lead for the Loggers. Both teams really struggling offensively. A nice steal by Callie Haken and under the basket. She gets it. Misses, gets her own rebound, kicks it out to Niels. And this is going to be Prentice basketball knocked out of bounds on the Loggers. Going to stay with the Buccaneers. And Orson. And Matea picks that one off. Matea's going to go the other direction. 100 miles an hour left hand. And Leah Niels with some nice defense. The Loggers just can't make a shot. Everything's really off here tonight for the Loggers. It's going to stay Prentice basketball, and Casey Egerbrecht going to check back in for the Loggers along with Luca Blumberg, her first time into the game. Luca, the freshman, the daughter of legendary Adam Blumberg. He's got to be here somewhere. Oh, he is.
Oh, yeah.
He's across the way. And Kylie Orson looking to get it in. She gets into Niels. Niels takes up this right sideline, and she's pressured hard by Lily Miller up that baseline, and tries kicking it over to Callie Haken, but it's tipped out of bounds. It's going to be Loggers basketball. Allie Williams taking it out. Casey Egerbrecht taking it up top of the key. over left side to Williams. Williams back to Eggebrek. Eggebrek looking left side, takes a couple dribbles in, kicks it out to Williams. Allie Williams looking to stay hot. She misses. Rebound by Kendra Timmers. Out to Quinnell. Quinnell out to Casey. Here's Eggebrek from three. Oh, it just rims out. The rebound, though, from Lily Miller and the putback. 15-11. Big basket there from the Loggers. 11:26 to go here. First half. Prentice going to get tired here. Not a lot of substitutions going on. And they get it across half court. Here's Orson from deep two. She misses. Rebound. Loggers. Eggebrek going to take it up. And a bad pass looking for Timmers going up, streaking up for a fast break. It was thrown out of bounds. Coach Eggebrek sensing that these girls are really off right now. And telling them, we got to get it together. Orson gets it into Callie Hakenin. Hakenin, and she's stopped by Sarah Knack. Nice defense, Sarah Knack. And it's going to be Loggers basketball. And Chris Johnson not happy. Hey, that's good defense by Sarah Knack. Chris got to accept that one. And Allie Williams for three this time. Missing. Sarah Knack, weak side rebound. And Eggebrek for three. She misses. Rebound by Timmers. And Loggers keep missing from three here. And it's going to be Prentice basketball. It's hard to keep up. There was three missed three-pointers on that possession right there. Rebounded by the Loggers. But this time it's going to go to Prentice. Prentice, they get it, almost get it in bounds. They don't. On the ground, fighting for it. It's going to be a jump ball. Kylie Orson, Sarah Knack. I want to see those girls go be a little more aggressive at that ball, a little tentative going at it. 10:46 to go here. A little bit of a chaotic game here. 15-11, a four-point lead here for the Phillips Loggers over to Prentice Buccaneers. And here's Sarah Knack on this right wing, working it around the perimeter. And here she is from three. This time, oh, it just rattles out. And that was a three-point attempt rebounded by Casey. Knack again, pump fakes. She's going to drive it in, a little floater, a little too hard. Rebound by Timmers. And Eggebrek going to take it in. Here's Knack. Missing. Rebound. Eggebrek. They're going to call that one over the top. Barely, but it was. And they got Casey Eggebrek over the top. Poor shooting here tonight.
Yeah.
And Loggers. Prentice looking to get the ball in. It's going to be 5 seconds. It had to have been. It's not. And that one's thrown out of bounds. It's going to be Phillips basketball. Prentice trying to get something there. Phillips trying to get something going. Both teams trying to get something going. 10:15 to go here. First half. Brooke Eckert checking back into the game. Brooke has 8 of those 11 points. And Phillips going to take it out. Kylie Orson checks out. And Knack gets it into Eckert. Brooke gets it in. And it's been all Brooke. She attacks the basket. She's going to go to the free throw line and shoot two. And that foul was on, who was that on? At 25. So that's Harding. That foul on Harding. Her second foul. And free throw missed by Brooke Eckert. And Matea checking in for Lily Miller. So I think we're going to see a little bit of a run here from the Loggers. Both the Eckert girls back into this ball game, along with Casey Eggebrek, Sarah Knack, Allie Williams. Kind of like this lineup they've got in there right now. And Brooke Hicks, the second free throw at 16-11. 10 minutes, 13 seconds to go here. Prentice gets the ball in against his pressure. Really going to wear him out. Callie Haken has a lot of work to do. England can't get it. The pass is picked off by Matea. Matea short on the layup. Knack from about 10 feet. Misses. Rebound. Callie Hakenin. Callie gets up to Neal. Neal's trying to get it across half court. And taken away from behind by Casey Eggebrek. Eggebrek on this right side is a little hezzy. Gets to the basket. And gets that layup. And it's 18-11 right now. And this pressure defense is what's going to really spin this game and be a run here for the Loggers. And we got a carry. That turnover forced by Matea Eckert. And it's going to be Loggers basketball. And now that Buccaneers starting to get tired, you're going to start to see the turnovers happen. This game's going to fall into place real soon here. Loggers being patient. A slow start for them, though. Loggers really not making very many shots. 9:35 to go here, first half. It's 18-11. Loggers leading. Loggers working the ball around the perimeter to get high post over to Knack. Sarah Knack gets one to go. Finally, Sarah gets one from about 15 feet. It's 20-11. Brennan's trying to get the ball in, and Matea takes that one away to Egebrek, to Knack. A beautiful pass and a layup from Sarah Knack. It's 22-11. And a timeout's much needed here right now by the Loggers. Callie's got the ball. Cross court to Leah Niels, to England. England, and just a split second too late, trying to get it to Harding by the basket and tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Buccaneers. 9 minutes to go, first half. It's 22-11. Buccaneers, or Loggers, starting to pull away. And they kicked away by Casey Egebrek and trying to get it to Callie. Up court to Brooke. Left-handed layup is missed. Rebounded by Sarah Knack. Here's Egebrek pump fake from three. She's going to go with the little floater from the left side with the right hand. And that one's good. It's 24-11. 8:40 to go. And Callie Haken had taken it up out of bounds. Here's the defense causing problems. And now the pressure is on Kylie Orson. She's going to try to dribble through it. Not a great idea. It works out. England into Harding, gets out of bounds, and it's nothing but chaos right now. Buccaneers starting to get tired, and the Loggers tuning it up. They got that little break, you know, with that substitutions in there. Got these girls back in, and that's spun the game right around. 8:25 to go here, first half, 24-11. Buccaneers, they get it in to Niels, over to Harding on this left baseline. Harding, cross court to England, throws it out of bounds. Another turnover, and the turnover's really adding up here for the Buccaneers. 24-11. We're going to get a timeout right now. Chris Sensing, it must needed here, or much needed timeout. Not a lot of players. It's going to be a full timeout. Hey, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back here. Jeff Haken and along with Nathan Podwell here in Prentice, Wisconsin. It's the Buccaneers starting to get tired here. Turnovers adding up and the Phillips Loggers starting to pull away a little bit. It's 24-11. Right now in the first half with 8:19 to go here. And it's a lot of fun, Nate. I'm loving the action up and down, the chaos. I can't even hardly keep up, you know, with what's going on when it's girls basketball and the Phillips Loggers. This defense doing some a lot of damage here to the Buccaneers right now. And action set to go here momentarily. Going to be Loggers basketball side out of bounds. Over to Allie Williams, going to take it up top of the key, crosses center court, and Noah Gardner. She over to Knack, left side. They're going to rotate things. Loggers working around the perimeter. Egebrek on the baseline. Cross court pass to Eckert. Matea Eckert can't get it to go. Rebound by Niels, and it's knocked out of bounds. And it's going to stay with the Buccaneers. I thought that was out on Niels, but Casey must have bumped it out. 8:01 to go here, first half, 24-11. Loggers with the lead. This lead was all kind in the last couple minutes of this ballgame, though. Callie Haken with the ball. She got a nice little rest that's much needed. Leah Niels gets it across half court to England. England pushing up that baseline, blocked off by Hallie Lehman. And Loggers with that defense and really being aggressive and going for steals, playing the passing lanes. The Buccaneers able to get it by the basket, doing their work by the basket. Harding missing the shot, and it's going to stay with the Bucks. 7:37 to go here. 24-11. Loggers with the lead. And Buccaneers get it in. Here's Callie Haken at top of the key from three. Nice shot from Callie Haken, not to be confused with my daughter, Cully Haken. Just cousins, right, Kelly? And Loggers with the ball now. And working around the perimeter, a little dribble penetration. Matea Eckert missing. and rebounded by the Loggers, but missed. Hallie Lehman with a rebound and missed shot. And Callie Hakenin, left hand, turns that one over. Matea Eckert, right side. She's going to go in for the layup. And Matea Eckert gets that layup.
And it's
26-14, and that's her first points of the game. And 6:52 to go here. Buccaneers with the ball. And Matea, she doesn't have a lot of points, but another steal. And now she comes in with the left-handed layup. Four quick points just like that. Matea Eckert, it's 28-14. And the Loggers pulling off the press. And getting it across half court. Buccaneers do. And cross-court pass to Orson on the right side, and she gets a layup. Kylie Orson, first points of the game. Second basket.
Yep.
And 28-16, 12-point lead for the Buccaneers. Loggers with the ball. And the man-to-man defense here for the Prentice Bucks. And Matea Eckert uses the screen, pulls up, misses the jump shot, and going to get a knotted over the back. They're straight up. That's a really good rebound. Called over the back, and it's going to be Prentice basketball. Push, she's straight up with her arms, but, and so Bucks with the ball coming up right side. Callie Hakenin gets it across half court. Callie working back and forth against this 1-3-1 over the top. They get it to Orson on the baseline. Orson gets it into the high post. They kick it back out. Here's Niels for three. Niels gets a three-pointer to go. They cut the lead to 9. And Loggers with the ball. Egerbrecht has it. 28-19. Buccaneers doing their job in this first half. Here's Eckert from three, pump fake over to left or to the right side. Loggers working their offense, top of the key. And Sarah Knack gets it in to Casey by the basket. Bumped, no call. Eckert back for three, and Matea gets her three-pointer to go. 5:12 to go. It's 31-19. Callie Hakenin with the ball left side gets it to the high post. Hakenin on this left wing. Over to England, a little shot from 8 feet, misses. Rebound by Orson, and it's good. And 31-21 is the score. 10-point lead here for the Loggers. 4:49 to go in this first half. And Loggers stalling out a little bit and playing sluggish. Kind of sloppy passes. Everything's kind of slow here. And Matea has it now. Loggers is working the ball around the perimeter into the high post, looking to kick it back out. And taken away now by England. Sloppy play here by the Loggers. And Orson has it, gets it into the high post to Harding. Harding looking for someone to go to. Leah Niels from three, misses, rebound Knack. And they're going to get it up court to Matea Eckert. Matea for the layup. And it's good, 33-21. 4 minutes to go here, first half. And Prentice gets it across half court. Presses back on for the Loggers. And this one blocked, I believe, rebounded by the Loggers going up Casey left side. And nice pass to Sarah Knack. Beautiful cross-court pass for the layup from Casey Egerbrecht. It's 35-21. Going to get a couple substitutions into the ball game. For the Bucks, missed shot here. And Prentice gets their own rebound. And picked away, taken away by Casey Egerbrecht up to Matea on this left side. She's going to pull it out. Gets it to Casey. Casey from three, short, rebounded, and by Prentice. And Callie Hakenin going to take it up right side, or up top of the key, I should say. Over to Leah. Leah, back to Callie. Callie. Missing as Phillips taking it the other direction here. And it's a layup by Matea Eckert, 39-21. 2:45 to go. Is it 37-21? Is that the right score?
I believe so.
So Prentice with the ball has it out at the perimeter. Looking to get it. Cross-court pass to England. up to Hakenin, top of the key. Callie Hakenin for three. Another three-pointer for Callie Hakenin. And 2:26 to go. 24-37 is the score. We got a timeout. And I think it's just a 30-second timeout. And we're going to stay right here on 98.3. We're going to stay right here. Want to bring up them sponsor list, Nate, for us. It's been a nice game here so far. Prentice doing a good job staying in this ball game, having their moments. I think some sloppy play by the Phillips Loggers.
Yeah, some poor shots.
And, yeah, we're going to go over our sports sponsor list right now. And we have Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Hakenin Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP. So we thank all our high school sports sponsors to help bring you this game here. And it's Prentice, or Loggers with the basketball, up 37-24. And Brooke Ecker has it. She gets a pass down by the basket to Lily Miller. A beautiful pass from Ecker to Miller. And that one's good. And it's 39-24 with 2:08 to go here. Orson with the ball and tipped away by the Loggers against his 1-3-1. And Timmers has it. She gets it to Matea and fouled by three Loggers. And 2 minutes to go here. Going to get a group of substitutions back in. And looks like basically the starting lineup back in here for the Prentice Buccaneers. And Loggers going to take the ball out of bounds under their own basket. Miller gets it. No, picked away by Leah Neal's. A nice hand, but Matea gets a hand on it, gets it back. Eckert, Loggers with the ball. And get it into the low post to Brooke Eckert. Brooke with a left-handed. That was a strong play by Brooke Eckert. Left hand on the right side. Minute 42 to go. It's 41-24. Loggers starting to pull away as Matea gets another steal. That length just too much. And the layup, 43-24. She had no points just a couple minutes ago. I think she's got 8 or 10.
8, 10, 13.
13 already? Yeah. She had 13 points in the last few minutes.